From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Marva Hinton. Early voting comes to a close tomorrow in Florida, and many voters statewide have been frustrated with the long lines. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Jessica Mazzaros tells us it could be worse.
Miami-Dade has 1.3 million registered voters, but there are only 20 early voting locations in the state's most populous county. That figures out to be 64,000 voters per early voting site. Even with the voting sites being open for 8 days, many voters are still not pleased with the length of the voting lines. First-time voter Juan Lanfranco says he decided to vote early instead of on election day to save time.
To avoid long lines.
But the plan backfired.
And I find myself on a long line.
He ended up at Kendall Branch Library.
First location that I went to, the line was also big, so I thought this one might be shorter. They're similar.
Early voter Christina Loretto shares her concern about long waits.
I feel like it's going to be packed by the day of November 6th, and I just want to make sure that my vote is in on time.
In comparison to the number of registered voters to available voting locations, Miami-Dade County is only the fourth worst. Lee County has the largest number of people per voting site. The county on Florida's west coast has roughly 78,000 registered voters for each of its 5 early voting locations. Broward County comes in second place, and Orange County follows in third. Early voting ends for Florida at 7 p.m. Saturday. I'm Jessica Mazzaros in Miami.
WLRN has created a list comparing early voting sites for 10 prominent counties in the state of Florida. To view this list, log on to WLRN.org. Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney was in town earlier this week, and with him came a big chunk of the political world. That was all inside the Bank United Center in Coral Gables. But our reporter on the scene found an entrepreneurial spirit on the event outskirts, a local guy who will sell political swag to anyone looking to support any candidate. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Kenny Malone brings us a sound postcard from an equal opportunity button salesman.
Get your Romney Ryan buttons, folks. Get your Romney Ryan buttons. Support my Romney created job, the first of 12 million. I'm Marvin Francis. I'm a screen printer, graphic artist, and right now button seller. Yes, ladies.
We're here to buy.
Good afternoon.
Big time. Okay. Definitely no Obama.
Okay.
Yeah, anybody but him.
Well, there's negative people in that sells. Like I said, I've got mostly Obama sucks. No Obama, you lie. But I mean, I think we want to be positive. It just depends on what mood you're in and who you are, I guess, and what kind of day you've had.
Everyone's good with Obama?
Yes. I got an Obama.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have one of these?
Current events definitely sell buttons. Don't fire Big Bird.
I'm sorry, Jim. I'm going to stop the subsidy to PBS. I'm going to stop other things. I like PBS. I love Big Bird.
I'm like a politician. You know, whichever way the crowd is going, I'm going with them.
Yeah, me too.
1 for $5, 3 for $10? Yes, ma'am. Which one?
I want one of these.
These? Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's all part of the American way and your right to, what's the word I want? Democratic or the political process, whatever. You know, it's all great. Here you go. It's 5 and 2 more, 7.
Thank you much.
All right, ladies.
That audio postcard was produced by WLRN's Kenny Malone. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Andy?